The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. We are proud to welcome Legoland Florida Resort as the presenting sponsor of Season 8 of It's Happening in the Haven. On today's episode, I speak with David Price, the president of Bock Tower Gardens, as well as Erica Smith, who is the director of business development and public relations. David and Erica give us the scoop on new events coming to the gardens, what you can expect from a visit, and what makes Bock Tower Gardens a special place for families to make timeless memories. But before that, here is this week's Chamber Chats. Well, what's up, everybody? We're excited to be back for another episode of It's Happening in the Haven podcast. And like we said in the last episode, we're starting a new segment called Chamber Chats, where I will be joined with my fellow colleagues on the Chamber team. And that will vary every episode. And today, I am just honored to be in the presence of Anna Saavedra.
I'm honored to be in your presence.
Wow. We are just quite the pair. Anna Saavedra, for those of you who don't know, is our membership and sponsorship development manager. And she is here to kind of just chat through some things going on here at the Chamber and then highlight a few things that are going on with our members. So I thought we could kind of do a week in review because last week was actually kind of like crazy.
It was a busy week.
I feel like when we look at the calendar a couple weeks out, I'm always like, oh, it doesn't look like this week is too crazy. And then eventually it looks like a rainbow threw up on my calendar.
It is so true.
I don't appreciate it. I'm like, I don't know how these events keep popping up onto our calendar.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing.
It's a good problem to have.
Yes.
I would rather be busy than bored.
Right. And we are definitely not bored.
We are not bored.
So we kicked off, well, I shouldn't say we. I was unfortunately not there because my little one was under the weather. But we kicked off the week with the ribbon cutting for Denison Stadium.
We did. It was awesome.
The pictures look amazing. It looks beautiful.
It was so beautiful. They did a really great job.
New turf.
The track is like kind of like the squishy track.
Ooh.
It felt nice when I was walking out there. Let me tell
Did it make you want to run a lap?
No.
Not quite that good.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not a runner.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I try.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It quite hasn't taken a hold of
me
yet.
Right,
but what I did enjoy was the Winter Haven Jazz Band.
Oh, nice.
High School Jazz Band.
Cool.
They did several songs, and they are so good. And they were swinging
hard. Dang it.
It was amazing.
Darn. I was sad to miss that anyway, but...
It was really fun.
Well, congrats to all involved, Polk County Public Schools and the Denison peeps and Winter Haven High, mm-hmm. everybody. That is very exciting and it's beautiful.
So congrats
if you're listening.
It was like the perfect day.
It looked amazing.
You couldn't have asked for a better day.
Yeah. And you know what? We ordered that Chamber of Commerce weather in advance.
We really did.
We always try to do that. And then we had Speed Leets. We had Win. We had Morning Momentum. I personally was not there for Speed Leads, but I was there for Win.
Yes.
And it was quite the emotional session.
It was.
It's crazy because at the end of every Win session, for those of you who don't know, it's a women in networking group, at the Chamber. And at the end of every session, we typically go around and ask people what their wins were. So how are they winning professionally, personally, you know, the whole thing. And like three or four people, we were not expecting it.
No.
My win is this group. You know, I'm so thankful for this group and all the connections I made. And I'm just like, now, did you bring tissues if you're going to start acting like this? I can't handle it. And then, of course, it got to me and I did my win and I wasn't expecting to, but I started crying.
I know. I had tears in my eyes, too. Yeah. I definitely had the goosies,
yes.
for sure.
I don't know. That is a very special group. So if you're listening and you're a member of the Chamber, that is a free resource to you. It's mm-hmm. all about, you know, growing your network and meeting new people and growing yourself, to
for
be
sure.
honest, as a woman. So this is for only ladies. No men allowed. We do love the men, but they are not allowed at this specific event. But yeah, Wynn has been a wonderful success. And if you aren't a member of the chamber, you can join and join that group. So we've really enjoyed Wynn. Anna has done a great job with that.
Well,
so
thank you.
And Speed Leads was a great success as well. Mm-hmm. And then Morning Momentum, Cora Ligon is a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
So that professional development series has been a huge success. So I'm not sure what the next session is. I believe we're going to start like strategic planning.
Yes, and like business like planning that. And stuff like that.
So we'll start putting out more information on that. So if you're looking to do some strategic planning for your business, these will be some good sessions to sit in on. And again, this Morning Momentum will cover a variety of topics, you know, pertaining to your business. So keep on the lookout for that, winterhavenchamber.com. And then the other thing was Sarah Beth actually presented at the City of Winter Haven strategic planning sessions.
She did.
Yeah.
It was a partnership between her, Anita String, the executive director of Main Street Winter Haven, and Bruce Lyons, the president and CEO of
the Winter Haven
EDC.
Yep.
And they did a great job just talking about, in terms of like from a business perspective, what the challenges are, what the opportunities are, you know, what's going really well in Winter Haven and from the business perspective and what can be improved upon. So looking forward to seeing what comes out of that in terms of what strategies and actions the city has planned as we move forward.
That's one of the things that I really appreciate. Well, when I went, I just sat and thought, you know, it's really great that we have these partnerships and that we're able to be collaborative and work together for the same goal, which, you know, all of our partners do and the city to, you know, make sure we're growing and we're, you know, doing things that will help the growth, because growth is going to happen regardless of if we like it or not. So, you know, it's nice that we're all working together to make sure that Winter Haven is the best place to play, stay, work, live, learn. I say this probably every episode, but it's true. That is the goal. So,
and continue to be for many years to come.
Yes,
for sure.
So that was cool that she was able to present at that, and that we were able to do that with some of our partners. We love the City of Winter Haven. They're rock stars. We also noticed the really cool mugs that they had. Like Katrina, if you're listening, like hook us up.
Please.
I don't know. We could have them here in the podcast studio. I just really loved them. They were shaped different.
And then like
the new logo, I don't know. It was just different.
Yeah.
It wasn't nice. Like, because we have mugs here and I love them, but they're basic. And I just felt like that mug, like it was a level up.
Oh, yeah.
So
don't worry. I put in the ask.
Okay.
I put in the
perfect.
Ask.
I can't wait.
But I also do want to shout out Emily Rogers.
Oh yeah,
Emily Rogers Consulting.
Yes, she was there and doing a wonderful job.
Yes, so that was really fun to see too.
Yeah,
members helping members.
Yeah, so Emily was the facilitator for the day, or is this a 2-day thing?
Two day.
So we got to sneak in and hear Sarah Beth, Anita, and Bruce, and then we also got to see her because she's facilitating the session. So if you don't know, Emily owns Emily Rogers Consulting and Coaching. And she's really a rock star and does a lot of leadership stuff, really focusing on women, but even just businesses in general.
And I think she actually has a leadership training program coming up that they're starting to enroll for. I want to say it's for the mid-level managers.
Yeah.
So.
And she has a ton of offerings. So if you go to her website, you'll be able to check that out.
She's a rock star.
It's definitely cool to see members being involved at that level as well. So go Emily. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop.
And then beyond kind of what we've been doing at the chamber, we wanted to shout out just a couple things that are going on for our members. United Way of Central Florida is actually looking for volunteers for their Reading Pals program, which is for, I think it's VPK through third grade, students who maybe just need a little bit of extra help. So those volunteers would just spend that extra time mentoring these students. So if you're listening and you're kind of looking for a volunteer opportunity, this is a wonderful way to do that.
And it's a really great program because you get partnered with, I think, 4 students, and they work with 2 at a time.
Yeah.
And you read them a story and you have activities.
So
fun. It only takes an hour out of your day. So it's a really great program.
A good way to give back.
For sure.
So if you're looking for more information, head over to their website for that. And then we definitely wanted to mention that Polk County Public Schools will be hosting some town hall meetings. If you are unaware, there is some legislation that will change the start times for our schools, which you hear it and you're like, oh, well, no big deal. But then you're like, oh, my gosh, changes the entire schedule of an entire family when you think about it.
And for, you know, high school students that are wanting to be involved in extracurriculars, but also wanting to work.
Yes.
I mean, that's going to, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack with that and kind of a lot to look through.
Right. Which we can't really
learn and understand.
Yes. Exactly. And we can't do that on our chamber chats. And maybe we'll have, you know, Fred or somebody from Polk County Public Schools come on and kind of talk more about that here on the podcast. But until then,
yes.
They are hosting some town halls where you will be able to kind of ask some questions, learn a little bit more. And they are doing that in, I think, Lakeland, Winter Haven, kind of all around. So if you go to their website, it's also on their Facebook page. You'll be able to find where they're hosting them and what time. I believe it's through the month of April.
Yes.
So if you want to go check that out, I think that's very important for us to be involved in that conversation, especially because it just affects a lot more than you think it does. You know, like when we started the conversation, I was like, oh, I'm interested to hear. And Fred sits on our board and he was able to share a little bit about how that affects people, what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And I was just, my mind was blown. I was like, wow.
It's definitely multifaceted.
It is, really. So that was fascinating. So, you know, we try to at the chamber to encourage our members and community to just be involved in the process and stay informed and be advocates for the things that you want to see in your community. So that's important. Head over to their website to learn more.
And I'm sure you can also learn more and ask questions from our legislators on Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
This April.
I like how you plugged that.
Oh, yeah.
Good job. Love it. Yeah.
Always thinking.
Yeah.
But this Wednesday, April 3rd, it's our legislative wrap up where we will be joined by Senator Colleen Burton, Representative Sam Killebrew, and Representative Melanie Bell. So they'll be kind of giving their perspective on how session went. And then we'll open up to Q&A, and that'll be at the Advent Health Field House from 8:30 to 10.
Love that plug.
This Wednesday.
That was perfect. Yes. So make sure you do that. Another way you can stay informed and be an advocate and make sure, you know, you're involved in what's happening in our communities. So put that on your calendar. It's coming very soon.
It is.
And then the last thing that we actually saw come through our emails from the lovely Marianne George, she sent us a press release about Citizens, and Citizens Bank is partnering with College Ave to offer some student loan options, which is really cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah. So we were excited to see that news. And I mean, Citizens is giving back, has always been giving back in a multitude of ways. So it's cool that this has just become another facet of, you know, them helping students mm-hmm. and the people in our community. So,
and it's through a local institution.
Yeah.
Which is extra exciting.
Yes.
So
we love local.
We do.
We really do. Hashtag love local.
Also, shout out to Marianne because she's one of our biggest fans.
Yeah,
on the,
I was
going to
say she will eventually hear this podcast and I don't even mind shouting her out because she's awesome. And yes, along with Hap Hazelwood, one of our biggest fans. We're literally sitting in the Hap Hazelwood recording studio
we are.
Right now. We need to put like a little fine print with like Marianne George at the bottom or something.
Yeah. Well, also I'm thinking like, you know how the Today Show or SNL, they're like live from Studio 8H. Why don't we do live from the Harry or Hap Hazelwood?
Yes.
Recording studio.
Yeah, we probably should.
Thoughts.
Yeah. And you will hear his name in a variety of episodes because we can't not talk about Hap Hazelwood.
Just the best.
But Marianne George is also the best. So we have a lot of great people in Winter Haven that we could talk about all day. But those are the things that we wanted to cover on our chamber chats. Again, this is just a great opportunity to highlight some of our members and talk about things going on at the chamber. So if you have something that you think is, you know, worthy of being on the podcast, could be anything, send it to us. You can send it to Brianna at winterhavenchamber.com. We love to be the biggest cheerleaders for our members and our Winter Haven community. So thank you, Anna, for joining me for Chamber Chats.
Well, thank you for having me.
The Little Pima Kings have four locations here in Polk County, Florida, along with three locations in Michigan, Ohio, so we can serve you more and save you more. We buy more so we can save you more. We're proud and excited to announce this year the Low Payment Kings Used Vehicle Buying Center, located on Avenue K in the heart of Central Florida. Also, if you get in an accident, the Low Payment Kings will be happy to take care of you at our Winter Haven Collision Center. If you hit a deer, bring it here. If you hit a truck, you're in luck. Come to the Winter Haven Collision Center and let the Low Payment Kings take care of your vehicle. The Low Payment Kings are very proud and excited to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida and one of the fast growing counties in the country. Polk County, Florida. We look forward to serving all the residents of Florida with all your automotive needs. On behalf of the Low Payment Kings, I hope you all roar, soar, and do more in 24.
Continue listening for today's interview. Welcome to the podcast, Erica and David.
It's great to be here.
Glad to have you guys. We're having our season all about Premier Family Destination. And we obviously couldn't talk about a family destination without talking about Bock Tower Gardens. So for those of you listening, we have David Price here and Erica Smith. And we are excited to jump in to talk about all things Bock Tower Gardens. So before we do that, I thought it would be nice for you guys to share just a little bit about yourselves for the listeners who may not know you. So David, would you like to go first?
Sure. I've worked at Bock Tower Gardens for 37 years.
Really?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
I love the place. Started there as director of horticulture, and then 17 years ago was appointed president.
Wow.
But just really have a love for things natural, and I like horticulture as art. I like taking care of a large piece of property and just the history of the place. And then my night job is an artist. I'm a sculptor.
Are you really?
And do animal sculpture with bronzes. And actually, I'm having a show coming up in St. Petersburg, April 13th through May 26th at the Wild Space Gallery in St.
Really?
Petersburg.
David, that's amazing. You're just like, I'm just a sculptor? What? That is so cool. I wish I was artistic like that, but I'm not. But thank you for sharing that. That's really awesome. What about you, Erica?
So I joined the gardens about 8 years ago, and it has been such an experience for me. I started my career at Cypress Gardens.
Oh, did you?
And
that's
so
cool.
I really learned, you know, horticulture, and I learned about the flowers and the plants. Mm-hmm. And so it was really a natural progression. I left Cypress Gardens and then ended up at the Lakeland Center. And then
okay.
I was there for over a decade.
Wow.
So I do feel like my whole career is really grounded mm-hmm. in Polk County. You know, I went to school here. I was born here, actually.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And you know, that doesn't happen. You know, I actually was not born here. I was born in Ohio and moved here. And we get a pretty good split between people who come on the podcast who are actually born here and people who have moved here. But either way, we're happy that you both are here. And we are, you know, thrilled about what you guys are doing at the gardens and just really making Polk County a premier family destination for everyone. So we're going to get into that just a little bit. And I thought it would be cool to kind of take a look back in history, because the gardens have been around since 1929.
I know. It's been the premier family destination for almost 100 years. We're getting close to that 100-year marker.
That is exciting. It's very exciting. And so I thought maybe you guys could give just like a brief overview of the history of the gardens.
Well, since David's been there longer, why don't we let him start
off? Yeah, go for it, David. Tell
He's
us.
An expert.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the gardens broke ground in 1922.
Okay.
By Edward Bock. And Edward Bock came down to Florida to a community called Mountain Lake. And it was a community that was being designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, America's premier landscape architect. And he came down to the Mountain Lake community and walked up on this hill and thought it was a beautiful place that should be preserved. There was great views from it.
Mm-hmm.
So he talked to the developer of Mountain Lake to buy the hilltop and have Olmsted design a sanctuary, a garden and a nature sanctuary. And they started working, started planning things, and the idea grew and grew. Worked on it from 1922 to 1926, and then had
wow.
the idea to put a tower in. And Edward Bock, being from the lowlands in Holland, and he was in his childhood, he remembered the carillon bells. And so he envisioned building a tower in the gardens with a carillon. He brought in Milton Medary as the architect and designed the tower. And the tower is Art Deco design, the adornment on it, and its neo-Gothic lines. Beautiful tower. As long as I've worked there, I'm still finding new pieces of art on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing, amazing work. But had Olmsted redesign the garden around the tower. And then set up the gardens in a to be run by a nonprofit foundation. And so I set up a board of directors. And so we've been a nonprofit since that time, dedicated to preservation of nature, but also promoting beauty, and then having the mission of the Bells. So we've welcomed people since our dedication in 1929. President Calvin Coolidge came, and it was his last official act of 1929.
That's awesome.
And we had something like 50,000 people show up.
Wow.
And that was Polk County back in 1929. But when Edward Bach was writing something for Coolidge to say about the, you know, in his speech about the opening, he wrote a letter to Coolidge for his reasons why he built the gardens. And one of them was just to give people a place of peace and repose, because he said the American people were becoming so electrified.
Interesting.
In 1928. But also for inspiration of beauty and introduce people to the Carillon. And we've had a real strong mission ever since.
Yeah, I will say it is quite the experience going out to Bock Tower Gardens. And it's funny that he said that back then, because I feel like, you know, we're all glued to our phones and electronics and all of these things, when I think a lot of us just want to go and unplug and be, you know, connected to nature. And you guys have a wonderful resource for us to be able to really connect with nature. And it's right here in Polk County, and it's an amazing resource. So thank you for sharing a little bit about the history. I thought our listeners would enjoy that. I enjoyed that. And you guys will be coming up on 100 years in no time, which is very exciting.
I know. We have to get started on that.
Yeah. That'll be a whole other marketing campaign.
I was going to say, that's going to be a to-do list.
Oh, yeah. We actually did our 100 years last year at our annual meeting. So it's a very exciting time. So congratulations to you guys. We're almost there. It's a huge milestone. But fast forward to today. I thought you guys could talk a little bit about what guests can expect today if they came to the gardens.
Well, you know, it really is a step back in time, because you're so separated. You know, there's a mile and a half from our gate to our visitor center.
Right.
And so you are really transported to a different place. Mm-hmm. And I feel like as you're making your way down our entrance road, once you see that tower for the first time, you know, it's almost like you can almost see the car brake lights, like they see it. And
yeah.
They, wow, look at that.
Right, right.
And, you know, even to this day, after 8 years of being at the gardens, when I read like a little review that somebody's posted to social media or somebody's mm-hmm. posted their very first picture, they really are seeing this wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is this beautiful garden. And at the very center, you know, the pinnacle of one of the, you know, highest points in Florida, a singing tower, you know, is 205 feet soaring into the air. So I think sometimes we take it for granted how wonderful and beautiful
right.
it is when you're there every day.
Yeah. But yeah. I was going to say, how does that feel to you guys are there every single day? I can't even imagine. I feel like I would just be so peaceful every single day if I worked at Bock Tower Gardens.
But it is still magical for me. I'm driving into work and I stop my car just to take a picture.
Yeah.
You know, when the light's just right or the clouds are above the tower. And sometimes, and I just walk out of my office. I was just telling somebody this story. Last week, I was in my office, and it's a real crunch time for us this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But I walk out in our visitor center, and there's a different vibe out there. And the people are just happy, mm-hmm. and some of them have made a pilgrimage to come here. You know, they've maybe driven 100, 200 miles. Maybe they were here with their grandparents, you know, 60 years ago, and they're finally mm-hmm. making it back. But it is really heartwarming to see people go up in the garden and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So I can't imagine being able to work there every day. That's very special. And just being able to stop and kind of be like, wow, this is really where I work, you know, and to make sure that doesn't get old is good. I'm glad that you're doing that. That's awesome.
Well, I mean, the garden changes every day, too.
Right. That's true.
So there's something new that comes into bloom, or there's some new wildlife, you know, that has decided to make our place home.
Right.
So you're always seeing something new and different. I can't tell you one day that's ever been the same.
Right. And when I see pictures on social media, you know, like you're saying, you know, the clouds are different or the sun is setting in a certain way. And it's like you can experience it in a whole different way every time you visit, which is really, really special.
I mean, even in the, you know, hottest of the summer when you go up to the tower. It is still cool. Mm. The breezes are coming in.
Yeah.
It's shady. So it really is this place that has become just a place of repose. And I think that's the word that you like to use quite a bit is repose.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you're there, you do feel a little bit lighter in your step.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, people come there to relax. They come there to read. They, mm-hmm. you know, everyone enjoys our garden in a different way.
Right.
You know, the children love to play and
run. Yes.
You know, adults love to just sit back. Even if you come out and you're just having, you know, a beverage out on the cafe terrace, mm-hmm. that is a really nice afternoon.
Right. And that's the thing. You can come for a lot of different reasons, which we'll kind of get into depending on who you are and kind of what you're looking for. There are a lot of options to, you know, either play or just kind of sit and relax. So that's kind of where I was getting to next is, you know, it's really a destination for the entire family. And I think this happened over the last few years, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you can bring your dogs now to the gardens.
That's
so
right.
I wanted to ask kind of how that came about because I'm a big dog person, so I think that's a really cool aspect of it, to be able to bring your dogs.
We started many years ago having dog days, and we were overrun with dogs on dog days. We'd have 350 dogs
really?
Show up, and people were so thrilled to bring their dogs, but it was really too many dogs.
Mm.
And so we said, why don't we just become dog-friendly?
Yeah.
And so typically, any given day, you know, we maybe have 15 to 30 dogs
okay.
in the gardens, and you don't even hardly notice them.
Right.
A lot of people don't have children. They have dogs, or they have grand dogs.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think people are closer to their animals these days than they used to be. You know, you don't have people who bring yard dogs out there, but these are house dogs.
Right, right.
And it is really a family place. And so people, if you're a member, your dog is free.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Part of the family.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, I definitely want to bring my dog out there one day. But it's cool. I mean, that does make sense. If they're able to bring it more often, there won't be as many on one given day. So that's a good idea, too.
And my dogs won't let me go out the house on a Saturday.
Oh,
so if I want to go up to the gardens, I have to bring
you
my dogs.
You have to do it. That's awesome. Hey, and they get a little field trip out of it, too.
Yeah.
So it works out for everybody. But also, not only just the dogs, but the kiddos also have some things on property. So you guys, and I don't know how long it's been there, but Hammock Hollow is something that it's a children's garden for kiddos. So what can the parents expect if they bring their kiddos to Hammock Hollow?
Well, Hammock Hollow is not for kids only. It's for adults, too.
That is a good thing to say. And, absolutely.
And we quit calling it a children's garden. Just call it Hammock Hollow. It's really a nicely designed garden with native plants in it. It's one of my favorite places just to walk around just because of the topography there and the freshness of plantings. But we opened it in 2016.
Okay.
And it was something that I had been thinking about probably for 16 years.
Wow.
Somebody had given us a donation to do something for children in mm-hmm. the garden. And we did some things throughout the gardens for children. And she kept asking me about, when are we going to build a children's garden? And a good friend of mine who worked at Disney, she was a vice president at Disney, I talked to her, and she loved Bock Tower Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, if you build a children's garden, you should build it for children what the garden on the hill is. And I said, well, the garden on the hill is a meditative garden. And she said, well, that's what you need to build for children. And so I thought of that 16 years.
Wow.
Meditated
wow.
on that. And really, children play through meditation, and they get lost in their play, and it's quiet play. And so what we've made there is a garden full of art in natural materials. We have a lot of mothers who come there, they have autistic children.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked one of the mothers one time, why do you bring your children here? And she said that they calm down here and they really like it. And when we were building it, I had sleepless nights. I was thinking, the children aren't going to get this. And opening day, I was watching kids come out and I heard one child crying, and I was sort of in a panic. And then asked the parent what was wrong, and he said, well, my son doesn't want to go home.
That's a good sign.
Yes. But it's a garden that speaks to the higher level of children, you know, not to give children just plastic and and play things, but give things that children can interact with. And really good art. When I was a child, I was inspired by going to gardens, and that's why I work in a garden, and that's why I'm an artist, because those gardens we visited were full of art. So, and Edward Bach, one of the reasons he wrote to Calvin Coolidge, he said he wanted to inspire children that beauty was going to be would be the norm, not the exception, in our communities. And so, he really built the garden to inspire children to beauty. So, I think we've done a good job with that with Hammock Hollow.
Absolutely. I've gone there with my nephews, and they had a great time, and I just enjoyed being there. So it's a really cool spot for kids and for adults, both the parents and the kids.
Well, it's one of the shadiest spots, too, in the garden.
Yeah.
The hammock that's, you know, right in the center of that garden is completely shaded.
Right.
So if you're looking for something, you know, to, I guess, be a kid again is the best way to kind of look at it. And somebody showed me or said, why don't you crouch down and look through these plantings like what a child would see? And so it's a completely different experience because they're seeing all of this greenery, and it's almost like this lush jungle of, you know, just something to explore. And around every corner, there is something different.
Right.
So you get a different feeling, I think, when you're, you know, 3 feet tall versus when you know, 6 feet tall. It's a completely different experience.
Yeah, and honestly, encouraging kiddos to use their imagination and be surrounded by art and kind of have this whimsical experience is really special because they probably aren't getting that as much these days. You know, you don't want them to be stuck on the computer and the iPad and the whatever. You know, you want them to get out in nature. So that's a wonderful resource to be able to do that and to have fun while you're the parent there, too. So everybody wins in that scenario.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. As a family-owned community bank, the strong business model developed by our founders has remained solid for over 100 years to work with customers who live and operate within our market. Our employees work closely with customers to get to know each one by name. We support local organizations that provide important programs and services for the betterment of our community. In addition, our team also gives back to local nonprofits by volunteering thousands of hours each year to a variety of organizations. If you're looking for a bank with people who treat you like family, consider you and your financial needs the number one priority, and most of all, provide you stability and commitment for the long haul, then I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com to learn more. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I know you guys also host a lot of events throughout the year, so I wanted to see if there were any in particular that you guys wanted to highlight on the podcast.
Oh, sure. So coming up soon, actually, we'll be doing Easter Sunrise Service.
That
will be happening on Sunday.
Yeah.
But we'll have our final two performances of Concert Under the Stars.
I've heard about that. I have never been to a Concert Under the Stars, but it sounds amazing.
So a concert experience at Bach Tower Gardens is completely different because the, you know, the stars are your backdrop.
Yeah.
The actual stars. It's not manufactured. So we will have the Fitzgeralds on March 12th, and then we'll end the series with Unspoken Tradition. I'm sorry, it's not March 12th, it's April 12th.
April, yes, gotcha.
And then April 22nd, we'll end with Unspoken Tradition. And those tickets are on sale on our website.
Okay.
We are working on two summer events.
Okay.
And these are hot off the press. Nobody knows about these yet.
Ooh, we're getting
the scoop.
Insider scoop.
We're going to be doing a fairy festival.
That sounds like a blast. I don't know what it is, but it sounds like I want to be there.
So the Fairy Festival will be June 8th, and we are working on it right now. So, you know, so many people come and they say, oh, it looks like a castle.
Yeah.
And we have so many cosplay people that come and get photos.
Oh, I bet.
So this day is going to be dedicated to that. We're going to be able to find, you know, that inner fairy and be able to enjoy wonderful activities in Hammock Hollow. We're going to be having entertainment throughout the gardens.
Wow.
And hopefully if we can pull it off, we might even have some fairies fly. So keep your fingers crossed.
Gosh.
Even David doesn't know about this.
Yeah.
He's like, this is news to me.
This is new.
That but we'll is see. Amazing. Keep your fingers crossed. We have to make sure it's safe for the fairies.
But. Right. Well, it sounds like a blast, and I will be on the lookout for that because I'm very much a Disney magic person, so this really sounds like my alley.
So that's dust off your wings.
Yes. How
Everybody
exciting.
Gets to have wings that day and crowns. And
I love it.
Yeah, so I am excited by that one. And then we're going to be in July with our fruit festival.
Oh.
So this is new.
Okay.
So we're going to invite our visitors to try tropical fruits from around the world.
Fun.
And it'll be kind of like a walk through some of our air-conditioned
We love air conditioning.
Because we know in July it will be warm.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to taste, you know, many different varieties of bananas and mangoes and
Ooh.
All these tropical fruits. And we'll end with a really great concert out on our concert terrace. So if you have ever dreamed of trying, dragon fruit isn't very exotic now, but if you've ever
Still.
Dreamed of these exotic fruits, you're uh-huh. going to be able to taste them in July. And all that information is going to go to the website.
Okay. And that sounds kind of like a refreshing thing to do in the summer. You know, like I know it's hot, but that just sounds like you want to eat tropical fruits in the
well,
summertime.
Well, you get rewarded.
Yeah.
You go from, you know, one air conditioned to the next.
To the next. Exactly. Well, that's awesome. I'm really excited to hear about those new events, and they sound like they're going to be a blast. So if you're listening to the podcast, then you definitely want to keep a lookout on the website and buy your tickets for whenever that happens. But that's very exciting. Are there any other events coming up that you guys want to mention?
Well, we'll be back in the fall with more concerts under the stars.
Okay.
So that's really become kind of our concert type event.
I love
is
it.
On our oval lawn. You know, we can accommodate up to 1,000 visitors.
Wow.
We have a really nice stage that goes in, and it's a natural amphitheater.
Wow.
So you're able to, you know, bring your chairs and
yeah.
come and enjoy a concert. We've been bringing some of the best Americana acts that are on tour right now.
Right.
We just actually finished last Friday with Balsam Range, a beautiful
awesome.
North Carolina Americana bluegrass
Ooh,
group.
That's cool.
So what David has kind of charged me with is finding the best musicians.
Right. Yeah.
You know, go find those acts that are going to put on a show that is a truly musician fest, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what we're kind of looking for in all of our concert experiences. Can we find the best of the best?
Wow. Well, I'm definitely going to have to buy my tickets for that because that just sounds like a great date night. So that is exciting. And you guys can find all of these events on their website. And one other thing, since we're talking about events, and this is kind of, I mean, I guess it's not an event, but I know in the past you guys have done a partnership with Wawa to have free admission in the summer. Will you guys be doing that again this summer?
Oh, absolutely. We're
awesome.
Going to be doing Wawa Days again.
That is really cool.
It's a great way to reach out to the community, and we get a real cross-section of the community there, so we really love the partnership.
That's cool. And is that like a first-come, first-served basis, like when you come to the park first thing, or is that anybody throughout the whole day can
it's
get
anybody
in free?
Throughout the day. I
okay.
mean, it's definitely busy days, but we're not going to close our gate.
Right.
And we will have that information released in mid-April. We're
okay.
just kind of waiting for the go ahead from
yeah.
Wawa.
Yeah.
But we'll have a big announcement.
Oh, good.
And what makes Wawa those days so special, it's not that it's free admission because actually Wawa is paying
right.
for that admission.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
can thank Wawa for
Absolutely.
Providing your admission for the day. And maybe on your way home, you stop by and grab a smoothie or a coffee or
oh,
something
yeah.
from Wawa. So we do love that partnership because it is a way for Wawa to, you know, say thank you to the community
oh, yeah.
and a great way for us to showcase the gardens to people, you know, across the state.
Absolutely. I think that's a really cool partnership. And I love seeing the little Wawa guy in his little shirt whenever you guys post about, you know,
Wally.
The Wawa days. Yes, I love it. I love it so much. So that's cool. I wanted to mention that in case anybody's listening on the podcast, you know, if there's maybe a financial hurdle and they just can't get out there, it's a really cool thing to be able to explore and a great thing that Wawa is providing that. So
you know
awesome.
What I think is so fun on those days is we see so many Girl Scout troops and
oh,
Boy Scouts,
really?
You know. So it is a way for, you know, lots of children to be able to come
yeah.
and enjoy the gardens with their friends.
Yeah, that's really cool. We love the kiddos to be able to get out there. So that is awesome. And summer will be here before we know it. So my last question that I have is, what makes Bock Tower a perfect destination for families? And I feel like there's probably a lot of answers to that, but what would be your opinion about that?
I would say it's a place where families can get together, and it's a place where people can talk, but also interact. I'll just, as a side, we're a great internet date hookup site.
Hey, there you go. So, I like it. That's a shameless plug there.
We're centrally located in Florida. So if you're looking for a place to rendezvous with somebody,
there you go.
It's a romantic place. It's out in the open. And anybody who likes a garden can't be that bad. But I think for families, we see, you know, grandparents bringing their grandchildren. I was just having lunch at our cafe and just watching the people go by. And so many young families come there. And I think it's, you know, I think parents really want to unplug their children.
Yeah.
And teach them a little bit about nature. And I think so. It's just a great place. And then we've got so many events. We had a wine walk a couple weeks ago.
Oh, fun.
We had 700 people signed up for the wine walk.
700?
750.
Oh, my gosh. 750, yeah. To be exact. Wow. That's amazing.
And Erica's a sommelier, so she knows her wine.
Oh.
Well, she picks really good wines. And
you and my mother-in-law would be great friends.
Yeah. And there's nothing better than walking around the garden with a glass of wine, meeting people. And so it's just a great place to socialize.
Yeah.
And so often, I think, you know, people aren't getting together as much as they used to. And I think that's important for kids, especially get away from social media.
Oh, yeah. Seriously.
And just get out and enjoy nature.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, somebody pointed this out to me before that there isn't a line. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you go to so many attractions, there's definitely going to be that line.
That's true.
That you're having to wait. Mm-hmm. So whether you're 8 months old or 88 years old, you're able to enjoy Bock Tower Gardens. There is, you know, a little something for everyone. So I definitely think, you know, being able to instantly have a great time, you know, you're getting out of the car, you're instantly in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
You're not having to really worry about, you know, there's so many people here.
Right.
You are in a really safe, beautiful environment the mm-hmm. moment you open the door.
Yeah.
And if you want to bring a picnic out, we allow picnics.
Yeah.
We see so many people now that are celebrating like baby showers.
Yeah.
And even, you know, rehearsal dinners
mm-hmm.
and the gardens because we have, you know, picnic tables.
Right.
And so the kids are safe. You know, Hammock Hollow only has one way in and one way out. So you're able to let the kids kind of
explore.
Enjoy and explore on their own. As they walk through the gardens, you know, you're getting a great workout too.
Oh my gosh, yes. And so, you don't even know it. It's like you don't know you're getting a workout because it's so beautiful and you're having so much fun. And then at the end, you realize, wow, I just took so many steps today.
Right. So if you, you know, want just the beautiful garden experience, that's great. If you want to get off the beaten path and take a hike down through our preserve, you're going to see plants that grow nowhere else in the world.
Wow.
Wildlife that are, you know, definitely native mm-hmm. to this specific area, to the Lake Wells Ridge. And so, you know, no matter what your experience is, you're going to have a really nice time.
Yeah.
You're not going to feel like you're hurried.
Right.
You know, you're not going to feel sometimes, I think when we go to, you know, some of these very visually stimulating, we just feel like on edge.
Yeah.
You're able to experience it at your own personal level and at your own personal comfort level. So I know, like, my parents come out and they like to just do the small walk.
Yeah.
We have some more adventuresome people and they love to take the preserve and mm-hmm. go all the way up to the top of the knoll and see the tower from a completely different vantage point.
Yeah.
So that's what I think makes Bock Tower Garden special is anyone can enjoy it.
Right.
There isn't an age limit.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a place that is, you know, great for your senses because not only do you get the smell of the gardens, you're going to get the beautiful music that's played on the hour and a half hour. It is a visual delight, of course.
Of course.
We haven't even touched on El Retiro. Mm. So we haven't even talked about the historical aspect. You know, the tower was built in 1929 or dedicated in 1929. Mm-hmm. We have El Retiro home, and it is a beautiful estate that you can tour. It's a small nominal fee, but you're able to really step back into the 1930s and experience what Florida was like in the 1930s.
That's cool.
So from a cultural aspect, we really are kind of that gem
mm-hmm.
for Polk County from a historical, from a music, from an art. And that's what makes, you know, Bock Tower Gardens great for everyone.
Yeah. You're able to really hit it all. Wow. That I just want to turn off the podcast and go to Bock Tower Gardens.
Everybody says that.
Yeah.
Well, I will say that, you know, we have a lot of people who just come out there to have lunch.
Yeah.
We've got one of the best cafes in Polk County.
Yes.
We have really good ice cream and great craft beer. And, you know, we have a lot of people who just get memberships and they come out and bring a book and just have lunch. You know, we've got one gentleman, he drives over from Tampa about every other day just to come to our cafe and just sit there and have his draft beer and read
really?
His book.
Really? Right. Wow. That's amazing. That's commitment right there. But that really speaks to what you guys have going on.
It means a lot to folks just to be able to come and enjoy an uncrowded area.
Yeah.
I was saying I was having lunch today with a friend and this catbird came down. It's a little gray bird that I'd never noticed the color on the underside of it. So it's kind of a russet red, and it's like I've been looking at catbirds my entire life and I've never seen that, but. You know, that's the kind of thing, you know, that happens. Just you're sitting there and wildlife will come up to you. And then also you can meet people, too. I think people come out to the garden to meet people. You know, you've got a lot of people who have similar likes in terms of gardening.
Right.
We have a lot of workshops, horticulture workshops. We've got yoga workshops.
Yeah.
So a real broad spectrum of educational events mm-hmm. in the gardens.
Well, for those of you listening, you definitely want to get on their website and check out all of these events and really go out to the gardens and see it for yourself. If you haven't already, I hope all of our listeners have been out to Bock Tower Gardens, but you never know. Is there anything else that we did not cover that you guys want to mention before we sign off?
Well, Erica kind of touched on this, but we have several miles of hiking trails.
Mm-hmm.
This is out in our natural areas, and we have a lot of people who come to the gardens first thing in the morning, as soon as the gate opens, just to get their 4 mile walk in.
Wow!
And so it's a great place for exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. What time do you guys open and close?
So we open at 8 a.m.
Okay.
And the last car comes in at 5, but we close at 6.
Okay, nice.
So right now is kind of that golden hour for those sunset pictures. You've got a few more days, and then it's going to stay sunlight for too long.
Right.
But we see a lot of people just coming in to get just photography.
Yes, yeah.
And have their, you know, family portrait done, and we encourage that.
Absolutely. I actually had my engagement pictures done at Bock Tower Gardens. Yeah, so we love Bock Tower Gardens, but... It's cool because, you know, photographers come out and people who are wanting to exercise and people with their family. You know, it's just the list goes on and on. So we appreciate all the hard work you guys put into making the garden such a special place. I know that is not a small feat, especially when you start thinking about new events like fairy events and things like that. It's so fun. So there's only, you know, you can only go up from here and, you know, offering new things for families to enjoy. So,
well, the best way to really interact with us is to become a member.
Yes. And do you want to talk a little bit about that?
I'd love to talk about that. So being a member is the way that we keep the gardens growing.
Right.
So we have nearly 10,000 members now.
Wow.
And we connect with our members each week. We have a Monday member e-blast that goes directly to our members. You know, we have our Garden Path magazine. You get a 10% discount in the cafe and the shop at Bock.
Nice.
A discount on all of the events throughout the year. And then you're able to enjoy admission, general admission throughout the year. And there's all kinds of packages. You know, we have a family membership that allows four adults and up to, I think, 6 children.
Oh, wow.
So, and it doesn't have to be your children, you know.
Right,
so
yeah.
It is a great way to kind of, you know, pull the resources together. Maybe you want to get a girlfriend and throw the kids in the car. So being a member is the best way really to enjoy Bock Tower Gardens.
Okay. I'm happy you guys brought that up. So people can find more about that on the website, right?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Okay, cool. So if you're not a member, today is the day if you're listening to the podcast to become a member. That'll be really cool. So you said there's different levels that people can, okay. Well then go to the website, check that out. And that'll be a great way to experience the gardens, and not only the gardens, but all the events that you guys host and all that jazz.
Yeah, and it keeps the gardens growing. It's the membership that keeps us sustainable.
Right.
So it is that, you know, generosity and revenue that keeps the gardens in, you know, forever growing.
Yes.
And it makes a great gift for friends, too. If you want to give somebody, you're not sure what to give them a membership to Bock Tower Gardens.
That's a great idea. A good little birthday gift. Christmas will be here eventually.
Mother's Day is around
Mother's
the corner.
Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day.
That's a great idea.
Give your mom a million flowers.
I just became a mom, so I'm still like, Mother's Day is still not on my radar just yet. My baby is 11 months, but I'm like, Mother's Day is a thing that I can now participate in. So I might have to put a little shameless plug into my husband and be like, oh, I would really like a membership to Bock Tower and see what happens. But Thank you guys so much for being on the podcast and sharing. We are thrilled to be able to have a resource like Bock Tower Gardens here in Polk County. You know, we like to say that Polk County is the best place to play, stay, work, live, learn, all of the things. But having places like Bock Tower Gardens really makes that possible. So thank you guys for being on the podcast, and thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you for having us.
Well, we hope to see you soon at Bock Tower Gardens.
We would like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 8 of our podcast.
I'm Dr. James Pilkington, a board-certified urologist with Advent Health Medical Group. I treat patients at our Davenport and Lake Wales locations. I strive to care for my patients as if they were family, using advanced and minimally invasive treatment approaches. We now offer a minimally invasive surgical treatment option for urinary symptoms related to an enlarged prostate called aquablation. Aquablation utilizes an image-guided, heat-free robotic water jet to provide precise and long-term relief of enlarged prostate symptoms without the side effects of traditional surgery. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 863-421-3456 or visit us at adventhealth.com.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.